The two-day event will help as many as 1,000 children and adults who are unable to afford dental care. Wisconsin dentists will be there, and those from neighboring states are welcome. But unless state law is changed, dentists from out of Wisconsin will need to pay a full license fee for one weekend, along with go through a lengthy application process so they can provide services for free. Democrat Jennifer Schilling represents the La Crosse area where the event will be held this June. It's a community that borders Minnesota. Schilling told a legislative health committee that temporary dental permits would allow out-of-state volunteers to participate with less hassle.
Given the serious health problems associated with the lack of dental care access in Wisconsin, we should be encouraging qualified and willing providers to volunteer their time to help the underserved dental care population, regardless of which state the provider comes from.
Legislators considering the bill questioned if follow-up care would be provided after the Mission of Mercy event. Wisconsin Dental Association Vice President Gene Shoemaker assured them patients needing additional care would get it.
We are planning on providing a phone number for maybe 3 weeks after. So if someone has a complication, there's a number. And then we have dentists in the area who volunteer to see those patients on a follow-up care.
Mission of Mercy events have been held around the country. They were started in the year 2000 by the Virginia Dental Association. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.